Well, here we are again, young man. Come up on my knee and greet your friends.
Howdy, folks. Jerry speaking.
Well, Jerry, I suppose you're busy with your schoolwork these days.
You said it, Phil.
But tell me, do you like your teacher?
Yeah, but she's awful dumb. She asked me what 2 and 2 was today.
And what did you tell her?
I told her 2 and 2 was 4.
Well, that's very, very good.
Good nothing. It's perfect. Jerry speaking.
And what else did you learn today?
I learned 2 kids not to call me teacher's pet again.
So you're fighting again, eh? Is that what you go to school for?
No, I go because you make me.
Why, I only do it for your own good.
Well, don't be so good to me.
Why, don't you want to be smart?
Every time you spank me, it makes me smart.
Well, I'm afraid you're not getting enough spankings lately. Didn't I hear you calling the little girl next door a dummy?
Well, she is. She's so dumb she thinks South Bend is a pain in the stomach. Jerry speaking.
Well, if you're so very smart, why is it you were so late getting home from school today?
The teacher made me stay in.
Oh, I thought so.
She made me write a sentence with 50 words in it.
A sentence with 50 words? Well, that's quite an order for a little fellow like you. And what did you write?
Here's what I wrote. The boy saw the cat. When the boy saw the cat, he hollered, "Here, kitty, 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 kitty."
Here, enough of that. 50 words, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. The very idea.
Well, can I help it if the cat had kittens? Jerry speaking.
If you don't behave yourself, young man, I'll put you back in the trunk, and what's more, I'll give you nothing but bread and milk.
Speaking of milk, I know some poetry about milk.
Oh, you do, eh? Well, spill it.
What, the milk?
No, the poetry.
All right, here goes. I never saw a purple cow. I never hope to see one. But from the milk we're getting now, I know that there must be one. Jerry speaking.
Speaking of cows and other animals, I understand you went to the zoo yesterday.
Yeah, I saw a funny-looking thing they said was a giraffe. But they can't fool me. There ain't no such animal. Jerry speaking.
Here. There ain't no. The idea. Where's your grammar?
Home listening to the phonograph. Say, Phil.
Well, what is it now?
What can an elephant have that no other animal can?
Why, I suppose it's a trunk.
Nope, wrong again.
Well, what is it?
Little elephants. Jerry speaking.
Oh, you're impossible.
Say, Phil, did you know they had an accident at the zoo yesterday?
What do you mean, an accident at the zoo?
Someone sent the lion keeper a baby tiger and told him it was so tame it would eat off his hand.
Well, what about it?
It did. Jerry speaking.
That settles it, young man. Back in the trunk you go.
Wait a minute, Phil. Tell me first why you called up the zoo tonight.
Why, I didn't call up the zoo.
Yes, you did.
I said I didn't, and that settles it.
And I said you did, and that stirs it up again.
Well, what makes you think I called up the zoo?
I heard you say the lion was busy.
Here, back in the trunk you go.
Goodbye, folks. Jerry speaking.